On behalf of all the bishops and the priests and the seminarians and all the sisters and the brothers, would like to wish everybody a very blessed and happy Christmas. And the epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Quirinius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching, and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone around them. And they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." Thus far the words of tonight's Holy Gospel. And there were in the same country shepherds watching, and the angel said to them, "This day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." Words taken from the Gospel of tonight's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tonight, as we celebrate the birthday of the eternal Son of God made man, let us enter that holy nativity scene and observe the mystery that is taking place there. Enlightened by the Holy Ghost, Mary has come to know that the moment of the birth of her divine Son is already at hand. And tired though she is by the long, wearisome journey, yet she has no desire to rest. Now, more than ever, she draws herself into most fervent prayer. Her ardent desires and sighs do irresistible violence to the heart of God himself. God lets himself be conquered by Mary's prayer, and the Holy Ghost, in a miraculous manner, acts, and Mary, opening her eyes, finds lying on her mantle, as white as a snowflake, more beautiful than the angels, the Son of God, her Son. The first thing the eyes of the little infant saw on opening was the face of his mother. The life of Jesus began with a glance at Mary, as it ended on the cross with a glance at her. Our Lord is telling us that our whole life should be lived under her eyes. May we also learn from this how we should always look at our Mother Mary through life and remember that we are under her constant watch. After our Lord, Saint Joseph, after Our Lady, after these two special ones, the first ones who came to adore God, the first ones who were chosen to represent mankind, the first ones to whom the mystery of Jesus was revealed, this privilege was given to the shepherds. Why were the shepherds chosen? It was because of their simplicity. The child Jesus shows himself to those who are childlike in their simplicity. Simplicity is the straight road to God. Simplicity is the faith possessed by those shepherds. Simplicity is blind obedience, just as their obedience was. When the angel told them of the birth of Christ and then left, they said, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and let us see this word which the Lord has showed to us." And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. God rewarded their simplicity in this extraordinary way of being the first ones to see our Lord. In fact, there is an interesting story from tradition about one of these shepherds whose name was Shamar. He was a poor shepherd boy living near Bethlehem at the time when Jesus was born. He was doubly poor because he was blind. He could not see. He heard the sweet and tender singing of the angels. He heard the other shepherds talking excitedly. Then there was quiet. Everyone had left. When they returned early in the morning, the other boys told Shamar what they had seen in the stable. The most beautiful lady you could imagine, a tall, strong man by the name of Joseph, several animals, and the most lovely infant you could lay your eyes on. The baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He seemed to be glad that they had come. The boys were going back that afternoon to the nativity scene, and Shamar begged to go along with them. But Isaac, one of the boys, told him, "Why should you go? You are blind. You can't even see." It happened that Shamar had a pet lamb with very thick, snowy wool that happened to follow him and lead Shamar everywhere he went. As Isaac really liked the lamb, he was always asking Shamar if he could have it. Shamar, however, would never give it up. But now he offered it to Isaac if he would take him along. And so they made a bargain. Shamar would give his pet lamb to Isaac if he led him to the manger scene. Isaac was happy because he wanted to give the lamb as a gift to the child in the manger. As they entered the rough cave, Shamar, being blind, did his best to follow Isaac and his lamb. And as he did, he was able to look with unseeing eyes toward the place where the baby lay in the crib. From his worn and tattered coat, he drew out his shepherd's flute, and he played the best tunes he knew. And as he played his flute, the infant smiled at him. His tiny hands reached out from the crib. Then the divine baby Jesus smiled, and that smile shone through the darkened eyes of Shamar and gave him back his sight. As he played his simple music for the divine infant, he suddenly was able to see for the first time. Shamar could now see the infant, the lady, and the man, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. He fell on his knees and kissed the hands of the infant Jesus. What joy would flood the heart of Our Lady when she saw and heard that story. In order to reward the simplicity of those humble shepherds, Mary takes Jesus and shows him to them and hands him over to their affectionate embraces. To possess Jesus is the reward of simplicity. Tonight, as we adore our infant Savior in the manger, we find him there in the arms of Mary, just as the shepherds did. When we fall as they did at the feet of Jesus, we will find that we have also fallen at the feet of Mary. Let us therefore also go in simplicity to the infant Jesus this Christmas. Then we can give him our hearts undivided. And in return, his mother Mary, our mother too, will give Jesus to us in return. For our simplicity of heart and the divine infant, Our Lady will place the baby Jesus in our arms, in our hearts, so that with Shamar the shepherd, we will be able to kiss his tiny little hands. May we then this Christmas season kneel with that poor shepherd boy at the feet of our newborn Savior to receive the gift of seeing Jesus more clearly, of loving him more perfectly, so that one day we may be with him for all eternity. May God bless you. May you have a very happy and joyful Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.